Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Alex Oliver, Devin Vinson, Chase T. Hopper, Natalie Mink, Kevin Bradley, Incan Wolf, WW, Bean, Cassidy, Dr. Zombie. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 135, Dark Matter.
Statement of Manuela Dominguez regarding her unconventional religious beliefs and their interaction with her project aboard the space station Daedalus. Original statement given July 14th, 2014. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. I come to you with a warning and an offer. When you read this, I would consider it a great favor if you could share my words with the head of your institute. Tell him that Maxwell Rayner sends his regards and offers sanctuary. A time of holy darkness is at hand when the eye will close forever, and in the spirit of the friendship they once shared, he offers an opportunity to surrender. Forsake the ceaseless watcher, abandon your position, and you shall be spared in the blind world to come. In this spirit of reconciliation, and to convince you of our sincerity, I offer my story, much as it may pain me to feed the sick voyeur that lurks in this place. My parents were very religious, fueled with a zealotry and zeal that only now I am beginning to truly understand. They believed in the imminence of Christ, descending and purging the earth of all the iniquities and sin that they saw in the world. I was brought up to believe in the light of God, his radiant, illuminating presence, and the promise that he was coming to banish the darkness forever. It didn't save them, of course, and when they lay there dying, I saw in their face the fear that they had always denied, the confidence in their own salvation fading with each step closer to the end. For a long time, I hoped that they had been right about their beliefs. I remembered in my heart that deep down they were vicious, spiteful people who used their faith to hurt others. And I fondly imagined them discovering themselves in an afterlife other than the one they had assumed as their destination. But I no longer think of such things. The core of their hatred was for anything they saw as unnatural. To them, God's creation was perfect, and all things in nature were right and proper according to his will. Of course, there was little consistency in what they considered to be natural, and it always seemed to fall along the lines of their own petty jealousies and pride. Anything they did not understand became unnatural, and I found myself crossing that line from an early age. Although strangely, out of everything I was,